This is Ham Radio, fighting the war against the purification of America. Because who needs that shit? Why? Because we can. Follow us, but not too close, on Twitter. Twitter.com/Ham Radio Show.
Ham Radio.
Tastes so good, make you want to slap your mama. Don't it, Willie?
Yeah, boy. Hey, mama.
What the hell you want with...
Uncle Eddie.
Because you're the host of this show, you have total control over what happens on your show. If you don't, then you suck at your job. Then you suck at your fucking job.
Oh, yeah, I know all about the FCC.
Billy McNamee.
Big stupid Mrs. Motherfucking Bobbin. Make him lick his own shit off your huge fucking cock.
Watch your language, you bud. We're on the air.
Ham Radio. Professional radio without the rules.
Listen, I'm here to get my money back for that ham radio.
Battery boy.
You are a scumbag. You are a scumbag.
I did tell him to stop.
Fuck it.
Professional radio without the rules.
Suck on it.
Ham radio.
Make that clit big and hard.
Woo!
Oh, yeah. Oh,
man.
So fat for you.
Woo!
Ham Radio, the most dangerous radio today. Ham Radio.
You didn't say any of that. You're a liar.
Oh my god, we need to find this fucking tape. I did scumbag.
Fighting the war against the purification of America. Because who needs that shit?
You heard that, boy. Here's your target for tonight.
And now, Ham Radio.
Now that you opened up the demon in me. Billy's got a migraine.
Front here, so.
I know. Wait, is he wearing the headphones? I can't hear him. Is he wearing the headphones?
Yes, he is.
Why did you do that to yourself? You know I scream. God damn it. It's the Ham Radio Show live. L-I-V-E to the day we D-I-E right here on HamRadioShow.com. Hi, everybody.
Jello.
What?
Billy's got such a migraine. Billy, if you want to go into the green room that doesn't have any furniture, go ahead. I'm trying to understand why that played.
I don't know.
Is that what's going on in your head now?
But I liked it. I really did.
Now, yeah, my head sort of feels that way. Yeah.
There you go. 718-577-1389, part of the Unfiltered Radio Network. This Of course, this is the Ham Radio Show. We are the Uncrowned Kings of Reality Radio. Good evening, everybody.
I know.
We're also live in Facebook Live Land, of course, in the unfiltered, beautiful Facebook Live suite.
That's where
and
we
it's are. Beautiful in there. Right now, Pervy the Clown's in there.
Yes.
Giggles is in there. Gary's in there. Carla's in there. Rich is in there. There's tons of people in there.
I know.
Go say hi to each other. Say hi.
Eddie, I just posted that video. I got 6 responses already.
It's a very good video.
2 seconds ago.
Joe, well, people have to wait.
Well, we can talk about it now, because if we don't talk about it now, Joe already blew the spot because he's been laughing throughout. All right, here's the thing.
Out of the bag.
It's out of the bag. I showed a video to Joe and the rest of the crew here. I'll bring it up here on my screen.
Yeah, put the link on the chat room.
Well, all you have to do, by the way, if you need... if you need help finding it, all you need to do
it's gross.
Is, well, what is this?
Now, look on Eddie's Facebook page that they're already on.
Now we have an error on the screen.
Oh, that's horrible.
That's freaking not letting me do anything.
It's probably that video.
You take drugs, Danny?
Every day.
Good.
Yeah.
What's the problem?
I want to get out of this freaking screen now.
Okay.
Because I can't. Now, what the fuck?
Yeah, it's going crazy.
Well, there you go, everybody. Oh, when you get up to this thing, this is what you get. A virus that invades your computer.
I did X out of the tab. I'm trying to get out of the fucking tab, and you see me doing it. Fucking thing.
Ding dong, the witch is dead.
Oh, my God.
Because of my mistake, 6 men didn't return from that raid.
That's right.
It won't let me fucking get out of here. It won't let me fucking...
Control, alternate, delete.
Yeah, then yeah. I turn off our fucking show.
No,
really.
No, you don't.
Yeah, because I won't turn off the actual thing.
When
the
end task comes up?
No, I could change the fucking thing, which is true, but then I got to redo all the shit that's up here.
Yeah, that's the only way you're going to get rid
of it. Yeah, it's fucking annoying, yo. Blow me.
Give it a minute. Maybe it'll just clear up.
It's not clearing up, yo.
It's fucking up the whole show.
It's there forever.
Okay, it's one of those things.
Yeah.
Huh?
Oh, you gotta be fucking kidding
me.
No, it's not
alive.
It's killing us.
It's fucking destroying my show and annoying me now.
I know, yeah.
Where the fuck is Alt on this cocksucker now?
He did it. Look at that. He did it right away. Oh, no, he didn't.
I want them dead.
It's got to fucking do it. Yes, leave this fucking site. Leave it. Yes. Yes, I want to prevent it. Leave the fucking thing, you cunt.
Terrible.
And it won't fucking let me leave. There it goes. Jesus fucking Christ.
Boy, that was something.
And you know what it is?
And it's not like it's not fucking on everybody's... of course, we're live on the radio.
I know.
When, of course... I can't do shit, and I got these monkeys. Do this, do that, and no one's helping. All I have is fucking interrupting monkeys, fucking not helping me. It did not work, really, because I literally went through a whole menu that after I clicked it 400 times on the other thing, it finally went.
Ooh.
The Control-Alt-Delete really didn't work.
It didn't.
The other thing worked after I clicked it fucking 9,000 times,
okay,
which sucks donkey dick, and I didn't like it at all.
Yeah.
Now I gotta like put in something else. Hold on, people. Let's do this live. You guys could talk. You know, it is a radio show.
Well,
don't mind me. I'll just fucking look up the host the show. You guys look at your phones.
And speaking
Captain Migraine over here, and this asshole doesn't talk.
Will you stop?
It's all right.
It's all right, guys. I got it. Don't worry about it.
Yeah. You keep picking on Billy all the time.
What?
He's picking on you, Billy. Don't you know it? You don't even know when you're being picked
on. Because no one's fucking talking. It's a fucking radio show.
Joe was just
talking.
There's
people watching in the Facebook Live suite. Danny's looking at his phone.
Hi, people.
Captain Migraine.
How are we?
Captain Migraine's staring at a fucking computer.
I'll play the
bongos. Joe is over here playing bongos.
Joe is entertaining us all.
Yeah, I can play
the
We were not engrossed in the moment.
Yeah.
Not well at all.
No. We were taking it all in and enjoying it.
You never give Joe his 5 minutes of fame.
Yeah.
I gave him his 5 minutes. He's not playing the bongos. He's sitting there holding the bongos. Now he's playing the bongos because I'm saying Joe has not played the bongos.
Well,
you fucking bunch of retards.
Would you like to hear something special?
No, I would not like to.
I can play Carolina Aristocana.
Can you go lick the floor?
Can you?
All right, here's the video that we're talking about now.
Okay.
If you want to play at home, Which I don't. Maybe your computer will then fucking crap out live while
you're trying to do it. Have to warn people that it's not the children.
No, you can go. No, fuck. Bring the children in.
Yeah, watch
the children. Oh,
yeah,
in the mood that now I'm in.
They'll learn what to
bring
do.
Bring the fucking kids in the room because they need to see this shit. Because this is not what you do when you're at a Tim Hortons. This is what you fuck. This is how you teach a life lesson. Right fucking here, Joe. All right, so here's what you do. Type in the word. Type in these words. Woman drops a deuce on restaurant floor.
She does.
You can either type in that or woman furiously shits at a Tim Hortons. You can do one of the two. That's all you have to do. Okay?
Can I really?
Yes, you can. Captain fucking migraine, yes, you can.
Hey, Eddie.
Now.
Hey, Eddie.
What?
Did you notice the waitress in the back? She's waiting on the customer. She's got the girl.
Wait, don't blow. Shut up. Don't fucking ruin the bit. Let me tell the story first.
Okay.
Because Joe's going to be like, remember when the dinosaur came in and ate everybody?
Yeah,
thanks.
It killed everyone.
Thanks for ruining Jurassic Park.
Joe, you remember that rope I got you a couple of years ago?
Okay.
Yeah. Either tie yourself to the chair or choke yourself out.
You can play with my joke.
So now what we're doing here, if I can fucking actually gain some moniker of fucking control of my own show.
Okay.
Is in this video, because it just hit, everyone's now playing it, so we might as well play along.
Sure.
What it is a woman at a Tim Hortons in Canada wigging the fuck out. There's no audio to this at all.
But what
she's doing is she's wigging the fuck out at some Tim Hortons representative, a kid, a cashier, someone who's getting her munchkin wannabes, little Timmies, or whatever the fuck they're called.
Oh.
And she's angry about it. So angry, in fact, that she decides to shit on the Tim Hortons floor.
Well, we don't know. Maybe she wanted to use the restroom. Instead of them calling the cops on her, they told her no.
So you still don't shit on the... Where is your logic? You still don't
Perhaps
shit.
Perhaps she had to really shit and she proved it
but
to
you
them.
Don't shit on the Tim Hortons floor. Maybe, that's what separates us from the apes.
Maybe she wasn't a paying customer and wasn't allowed to use the bathroom.
It doesn't matter. Maybe they just went, you can't use the bathroom. It's broken. And she got mad. Yeah. It does not matter.
Could be.
You still don't shit on the Tim Hortons floor.
You gotta go.
Hey. No, you don't go on the Tim Hortons floor. That's Dunkin' Donuts quality at best. You do that shit on the Tim Hortons floor.
Throw it at the guy?
Well, that's what happens
next.
Of course, thanks, Joe, for ruining the bit.
That's a bit.
As always.
Okay.
Well, because I'm trying to describe the video to people, and you already took the payoff at the end.
No, the payoff is the waitress.
The payoff is Joe's mic getting muted while I tell the story.
I'm trying to do drugs.
Thank you. All right, so now Joe's mic is off because I can't deal with him interrupting. Now, here's the video. So now she's at Tim Hortons. She's yelling at the guy, all right, behind the counter. All right, she decides she looks like a normal lady, T-shirt, possible windbreaker wrapped around her, you know, her waist.
Your typical streetwalker.
She does not look like a streetwalker.
From here, she does.
Oh, please, cataract man. She does not look like a streetwalker. She looks like a soccer mom at best. Please, Billy, stop trying to melodramatic this shit up. She looks like a fucking legitimate.
Leave that to the experts.
She looks like a legitimate soccer mom. She has a purse strapped across her fucking, you know, like she's Hercules and it's going across her tits. She's got literally a T-shirt from Old Navy on. She has a windbreaker wrapped around her waist. She's in the middle of the Tim Hortons.
She didn't make a lot of money that day, evidently.
All right. Billy, for some reason, thinks this is a hooker.
It is
which
now.
I don't know.
Why not?
Billy, in Billy's brain, thinks it's a hooker, which obviously shows you how many hookers Billy's been with. Because if that's a hooker, then George Lopez is now our new pope. Because that sure as shit is not a hooker.
Well, we don't
at all. What, in Canada they have fucking soccer mom fucking hookers?
Maybe.
Yeah, no.
I'm sure they do.
Why is it when he has a migraine does he try to do material, Danny? Can you explain this to me?
I don't know.
I don't understand. When he's fucking perfectly straight.
No more Yankee, my wanky.
Yeah, he has
the donga need food.
Nothing comes out of Billy's mouth. Now he has a migraine and now he's got a help, which is weird.
He's got a help.
All right, so now she's in the middle of the friggin' Tim Hortons. She's yelling at the guy. I think they've obviously sped this up a little bit. So she's now yelling at the guy about her munchkins or whatever the fuck they sell. She's getting angry, pointing. So you think this is a normal, okay, this lady is whatever, normal video. Of course it's not. She runs over, grabs a bunch of napkins from the dispenser, gets so livid she starts stomping her feet, undoes the windbreaker that's around her waist, pulls down her yoga pants, leans on the wall, and decides to drop a deuce right in the middle of the Tim Hortons, and then proceeds to throw said deuce at the cashier, wiping her ass and then throwing shitty rags at the guy, and then leaves the building. Okay? Now, according to Billy, the hooker
then left. She got what she wanted.
Okay, so according to Billy, the hooker left, which I doubt that she's a hooker, but she left, supposedly. From a lot of reports that we were reading before the computer seized up and went apeshit, and before Billy was having her hooker fantasies about a woman in a windbreaker as the hooker.
Somebody's
so let's just
gotta.
Name her. So Candy came into the Tim Hortons, and supposedly she was arguing. We don't know what exactly it was about because, yet again, no audio on this. But supposedly...
The napkins were
now.
Ribbed,
now we're hearing from... Wait, hold
pleasure.
On. Hold on. Shut up. We're hearing from Daniel in the Facebook live stream. It's the Langley Tim Hortons. That's what we're hearing right now. The Langley Tim Hortons.
Langley?
Langley. So look up Langley Tim Hortons.
So that may be
Let's give him a call. Let's talk to the Langley Tim Hortons and ask, is this where the lady shit in your Tim Hortons? I'll delightfully call them up.
Of course.
And ask
will.
Them. Oh, fuck yeah, I will. Joe laughed uncontrollably at this video, and I'm going to ask if we think that the lady's a hooker.
Well,
Billy can get on the phone
I put the link
and ask
in,
if she's a hooker.
I put a link in the chat room.
Too. All right, let's see. All right, Nick is getting me the number. Oh, I'm sorry, Joe. We turned you off for the whole show. What happened?
Did anyone clean the floor?
We don't know yet. We need to find out.
May still be,
according to Billy, he and his hooker friend, we don't know what's going on. We have to find out.
Hey, the bitch makes me good money.
How is the bitch? How is that your primo hooker?
Well, she's not spent the money on toilet paper. She's shitting elsewhere.
She used the freaking the napkin dispenser to wipe her ass. Oof. And then literally threw poop at the guy, and then threw wads.
Maybe
of
she just got
nasty.
Out of prison, man. That's popular
now, okay.
These days.
I would say that is more likely than she's a hooker.
Well, what do you think she went to prison?
Not for streetwalking.
Yeah.
Most streetwalkers that I know don't wear a windbreaker, an Old Navy T-shirt, and yoga pants.
Perhaps
to
it was
the
one
Tim
of those
Hortons.
Days.
It was one of those days. She was. It was Dressed Down Friday.
Maybe.
Did I miss it? The hooker doesn't want to dress up?
Yeah.
Did I miss it?
British Columbia is a little rough sometimes. The weather sucks there.
Yeah. The Joe. By the way, Marcus says, fuck you, Joe, for laughing.
I'm reading.
I'm a former fast food worker. Fuck you.
Oh.
Dude, when I used to work at the movie theater, I saw this bitch take an orange soda upside the skull.
Really?
So, I mean, I laughed. I mean, I wasn't... literally the one that got hit with it, so I laughed. It was pretty funny to me.
Eddie, you want sandwich?
You want sandwich? You want sandwich? I would love to see. Let's see if we can get
would
this.
Would you have sex with that woman after she did that?
What do you mean?
In a poop shoot?
Well, according to Billy, I could rent her for an hour.
Probably could.
I don't understand where Billy's coming from.
I don't think I can have sex.
Let's I want to watch it again, because I want to see.
Okay.
We see the argument where she can't, obviously, if we're making up the story now, she can't use the bathroom. Let's just say that.
Maybe. Yeah.
Okay.
Excuse me, miss. You can't hook in our bathroom.
Okay. Right.
Please
yeah,
use
but the door. But my pimp, Billy, from the Ham Radio Show said I could. Yeah.
No soliciting.
Yeah. All right, so let me get some napkins here. Miss, what are you going to do? Fucking shit on my floor? You don't think I will? Untied all the shit. Drops the yoga pants.
Drops the deuce.
And dumps. Now, what Joe is talking about is there's people directly behind. She's leaning on a wall. Not even a wall. Say a partition.
She's
between the two areas.
She's on a partition that separates the cashier area and the seating
area. Okay, I just said that. The partition. Thanks for yet again, Billy's really helping tonight.
He definitely
I'm working on it.
The partition. Now, directly behind the partition that Billy has noted separates the cashier from the restaurant area.
Right.
Directly behind that is a gentleman drinking his coffee and enjoying his little donuts at Tim Hortons.
Yeah.
Directly parallel to that guy is a couple, and then Billy, I don't know if Billy pointed out, no, Joe pointed it out, there's supposedly a waitress.
She comes over, she goes, you want fries with that?
I don't think she does.
That would have been funny if they serve fries at Tim Hortons.
Yes, it's not a restaurant.
Well, I don't know what Tim Hortons is.
Well, then be quiet.
Do we have any
Tim Hortons? Yet again, another one I don't need help from.
Yes, Joe, there are two of them on Staten Island.
Yes.
What are they, like coffee shops?
They serve donuts. Well,
Canadian Dunkin' Donuts.
Since we've already said 14 times that they serve donuts. I've said that 4,000 times, and I was comparing it to shitting on the floor is what you do at Dunkin' Donuts.
So she made a Crella.
Thank you for listening to the program again, Joe, that you work on, you
fuck.
This
is the Crella she made.
What is, by the way, Giggle saying?
Based on the looks of the women, Billy deemed hot enough to stick
you,
his...
Wait, hold on for 1 second. You stepped into this fucker right now.
Yes, I did. I don't know.
You mentioned hookers. So.
Based on the looks of the women Billy deemed hot enough to stick his penis in before he before he was with me.
Sorry.
Eddie keeps moving thing around.
Sorry, I
can understand why Billy will believe that the woman in Tim Hortons is a hooker.
There you go.
Why not?
Thank you, Giggles.
Doesn't anybody ever watch Cops?
What up, Kirshner? Kirshner listening to the Ham Radio Show. Don't mind me. I'm just yelling and screaming and fighting.
And Nick says they sell potato wedges over there.
Potato wedges. Like hash browns.
It's still not fresh.
It's not French fries, you dumb fuck.
Wedges
only French
are
fries in America.
Hash browns.
Which is good.
In Canada, though, Joe. He's talking about the Tim Hortons in Canada. Did anyone get me a number for this place yet? I'd like to find out about the fucking shit.
There's three or four of them in the area.
In the Langley area?
Yes.
Do you have any numbers?
Sure.
Well, do you?
Feel free to call Canada.
Oh, why the fuck can't I? We pay for it. Why the fuck can't we call Canada?
I don't know if we can on this one.
Let's see if we can. Let's go to our phones.
I think long distance is free.
It might be. No, it's not.
Remember, I get a bill every month.
We don't follow Joe. That's the problem. What is? You have it written down, or you can't write it? Is that too much? Was that too much to ask, too, Bill?
Migraine Bill.
Possibly. Yeah.
Hold on. Let's get Billy a pen. Let's do everything.
Country code.
Wait. Let's get Billy a pen. Billy, here's a piece of paper. Let's get Billy a piece of paper. Let's going to do everything for Billy. Billy,
it's about time you fucking did something
Jesus
decent.
Jesus Christ. Really? Fucking major migraine doesn't know what he's doing.
I know exactly what he's doing.
Should I pick on who? That's from Nick. What is he talking about?
I think he says there are 10 of them. Should I pick one of them? Is what I
is
think
that
he's
what he's trying to write? I don't speak Canadian.
Neither do I.
Jesus Christmas.
Yeah, there's a shitload of them here. So.
There's a shitload.
I know.
Well, how many are in the Langley area? Is there 10? Because is that what
one,
we're talking
two,
about?
1, 2, 3, 4, 8.
12, 8 plus 2? Now we're at 12.
12, 13, 14, 15.
All right, then forget about it. There's 15. There's no way you're not going to write. First off, I couldn't get you to write one number. You're not going to write 15 fucking numbers out. This is a shitty deal, says Carla Ford.
I would think so, yeah.
All right, we should call one and see if they go, no, we're not the one that got shit on.
Or maybe they can give us the number.
Yeah, can I have the number for the one that got shit on? Let's see.
Perhaps.
We'd like to order some.
We'd like to order some non-shitty donuts.
We'd like to have a party there.
All right, let's see if it works. If it works, it works. If it doesn't work, it doesn't work. It's just that simple. Before our computer blew the fuck up. What the hell's the difference now? Really? We try to do this. Let's see.
Beef jacket time.
Beef jacket time.
Yep.
Let's see. It's ringing, Danny. It's ringing.
Well, of course it's going to ring.
By the way, later on the show, George Stone.
Hi, Tim Hortons.
Hey, is this Tim Hortons?
Yeah.
Hey, Tim Hortons. By the way, you're on the radio. It's the Ham Radio Show. Quick question. We're in America. We're trying to find the Langley's Tim Hortons where the lady took a poo on the floor.
1 second.
Okay, thank you.
All righty, then.
See, we were told 1 second, so we have 1 second. She's helping us out.
1 second poo.
Later on, by the way, like I just said.
Hi, Tim Hortons.
Hi, how you doing? Is this Tim Hortons in Langley?
Yep.
Hey, how you doing? You're on the radio right now. This is the Ham Radio Show here in America. We're trying to find the Tim Hortons in Langley where the lady took a poop on your floor.
She
hung up.
That silence.
Perhaps that's the right one. We never know.
Well, we don't know.
We have been told by management not to comment on this.
The search for the Langley... Tim Hortons rages on.
I'm telling you.
So, Danny, I don't know. You left the room. The lady hung up on
us. She hung up on us. That was
she didn't
mean.
Hang up. She didn't hung up fast.
No wonder people take a shit in their place.
I know.
Wasn't very nice.
Not good customer service. The last person that got shitty customer service shit on your floor.
That's right. Pal.
Could be.
God damn it.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, it might behoove you, maybe,
be
to
nicer.
Not be a bunch of scum-sucking pieces of shit.
I'd like to know what that guy said to her to invoke such a reaction.
When someone calls from America, you know what I mean? The last lady took a dump on your floor, which looked like a nice caramel-colored dump.
I think there should be a universal law that all your fucking surveillance cameras have to have microphones.
Yeah, I think so, too. Because you really get the true intent of what's going on, you know.
Later on in the show, by the way, Roger Stone will be here, a new author. Not new author. He's the author of the new book, Stone's Rules, How to Win at Politics, Business, and Style.
Wow.
It's a great book. It has each page is a new rule. It's good stuff. Billy should read it, but he has a migraine, and I don't want to hurt
him. Maybe he could be my campaign manager.
Maybe. I have to ask, because I hear there's stories... And he has a Nixon tattoo on his back.
Oh, really?
So I do have to. I have to ask.
Is that true?
I have to ask Roger that question later on in the program when he's on to us. Yeah. It is the Ham Radio Show, 718-577-1389. If anybody knows the number to the Tim Hortons in Canada where the poop took place, please feel free to call the hotline or hit us up at Facebook Live. We need to know. I want to talk about the poop.
America wants
this shit
to know.
Needs to be uncovered. It's the Ham Radio Show. We'll be right back after these words. Let's go.
This is Ham Radio. Uncle Eddie.
He's a real douche.
Be afraid. Be very afraid. More after this.
The Unfiltered Radio Network. HamRadioShow.com.
ED Publications has proudly been serving the adult nightclub industry for over 20 years with news and resources for the strip clubs and exotic dancers. Visit EDPublications.com to find out more about their yearly ED Expo convention and awards, magazine subscription, and advertising offers.
Tootsie's Cabaret, located at 150 Northwest 183rd Street in Miami Gardens, Florida, is a 74,000-square-foot mega club with a 20,000-square-foot sports bar showing all major sporting and pay-per-view events. Tootsie's was voted the number one adult nightclub in 2012 and features full liquor bars and a full restaurant, open 7 days a week, 365 days a year.
Missed an episode on the Ham Radio Show? Not to worry. You can download the latest episode, as well as past shows, on HamRadioShow.com. Go to HamRadioShow.com and click on the downloads link.
Come live the vivid experience in one of the hottest clubs in America and enjoy the best in adult entertainment. Party with the sexiest dancers and surround yourself with the most beautiful girls. Relax in an upscale atmosphere and enjoy the variety of first-class amenities our various clubs have to offer. Enjoy exclusive events and special promotions, live radio broadcasts and celebrity guest appearances, the hottest clubs from the name you know. Vivid Clubs comes in the night of your life.
Religion Tequila, the world's finest premium 100% organic tequila, using only the purest organic ingredients and time-tested distillation process to create a true reflection of our commitment and collaboration with nature. Journey to purity and perfection with Religion Tequila, our vision, our devotion, our religion. 100% organic handcrafted tequila by Religion Tequila. Visit them on the web at ReligionTequila.com. That's ReligionTequila.com.
Is Ham Radio.
Yo! Check us out!
Follow us, but not too close, on Twitter. Twitter.com/Ham Radio Show.
On Demand Salon. OnDemandSalon.com. Professional door-to-door hair and makeup services. Let the salon come to you. Whether you're getting a blowout, blow over two, blow over three, hell, bring in a blowout of four, it doesn't matter. Cut in style for special events, weddings, or whatever you need. On OnDemandSalon.com. That's OnDemandSalon.com. Prices and booking, 866-250-4145. That's 866-250-4145. On Demand Salon. OnDemandSalon.com.
Hello, this is Weird Al Yankovic, and you're listening to Uncle Eddie on Ham Radio.
Turn around. Every now and then I get a little bit lonely and you're never coming round.
Turn around.
Every now and then I get a little bit tired of listening to the sound of my tears.
Turn around.
Every now and then I get a little bit nervous.
never said the best of all my years have gone by.
Turn around.
Danny, turn around and leave.
I see the fucking look in your eyes. Every fucking time I fall apart. Every now and then I fall apart. I fucking need you more than I.
Yeah.
I fucking need you more than ever. And if you only hold me tight, we'll be holding on forever. We'll only be making it right, 'cause we'll never be known. Together we can take it to the end of the night. Love is like a shadow. Been all our time. Yeah.
I don't want to interrupt the song.
Why not?
I really need you tonight. This is the remix version.
Rainbow's gonna start to.
It's the Ham Radio Show, by the way.
Yeah.
718-577-1389. Roger Stone going to be on the show later.
Okay.
Author of the new book, Stone's Rules, How to Win at Politics, Business, and Style. He's a well-dressed man, and he'll be on the show later on in the program. Also on the program, you people. That's right, you people. You're part of the show. Pull the show up. 718-577-1389 or hit us up on the Facebook Live Suite. Billy's got a shitty update from the, what is that, the Providence Observer? What was the paper?
Just the Province.
Oh, the Province?
Yes.
So we got it from the, by the way, if you're living under a rock and you didn't see, listen to the beginning of the show, we've been talking about this lady at Tim Hortons that took a dump on the floor of the Tim Hortons and then also then threw the dump at the cashier at the Tim Hortons. Billy, what do you got for me?
Oh, a woman could be facing charges after an irate confrontation at a Langley Tim Hortons Monday ended in a feces being thrown at staff. On Wednesday,
feces.
Surveillance video showing Tim Hortons staff being harassed was posted on live leaks and YouTube.
She had a live leak.
Yes, in the video, which has no sound, which obviously we've already said, a woman can be seen screaming at the staff and then squatting on the floor, relieving herself. She then picks up the excrement and throws it at staff.
By the way, that poop, we're talking about poop.
Yes.
Just so you know. Nick, by the way, Nick, our Canadian Unified Network Technician, or cunt.
Yeah.
Nick, did you get me the, is that the number for that, the exact Tim Hortons? Did you, how did, make sure you track that one down. I will call again and ask, but I just, I want to make sure that I'm, I don't want to play, you know, around a grab ass on the phone. I want to make sure that that's the exact Tim Hortons in Langley where the lady took the poop.
I think he said that was the headquarters.
So. That's the headquarters number?
Yeah. Like
I don't want to call the headquarters. They're not gonna put you on. They'll put you on hold.
Yeah.
You'll hear like some nice muzak.
And then they'll hang up on
and
you.
And then they'll hang up on you.
Yeah,
so it's not, they're not going to be that.
They've heard of you, even in Canada.
If we knew the exact cross streets and we could find the exact Tim Hortons where this lady dropped her deuce.
Maybe we could order some donuts.
According to Billy, she's possibly a hooker.
Why
a Canadian
not?
Hooker. She looks more like a soccer mom gone wild or a grandma. We can't really tell her age by the video. Do you have an age in that article, Billy, or anything?
No.
Yeah.
I would say
why
she's
is he so lively? He has a migraine. Why is he like, no?
Why do you wait?
I have nothing for you. No.
Why do you wait? Why do you wait 10 years?
To show any emotion.
What?
Did someone whittle out the piece of driftwood into a man? What happened?
I don't know.
No. I have nothing for you.
No.
Don't ask again.
Oh, you get me? Don't ask again.
Nothing.
I don't have anything for you. No.
I have nothing for sale.
But the British Columbian Prosecution Service will review the circumstances and determine if charges will be laid.
But how can charges not be laid? Even if you get told you can't use a bathroom.
Yeah.
You
okay?
Shit.
Well,
they
don't
know.
You shit on the floor of the Tim Hortons.
That's gotta
it's
be
caught
illegal.
On film.
In America, urinating in public is a fucking crime.
Yes. No, not anymore.
No,
it's like smoking weed outside.
No.
It's fine.
Hey, that's in New York. In other places, it is.
In other places, they take shit seriously. A crime is a crime. But
yes.
Here, no. You're a criminal, but our jails are crowded, and it's not right. We're going to let you
I mean,
go.
I'm quite sure it's because it's Canada. It's not going to be like, you know, we have to get this bitch down, eh? It's going to be like, oh, she probably just had to take a poop. You know, what are you going to do? You know, like we had a moose come in here once and he fucking ate the donut.
Same thing.
So same thing, you know.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Maybe she's an illegal alien.
It's possible.
Yeah. Could be. Maybe she could be an American.
She might have been trying to build a wall of shit.
That's right.
I don't know. And climb over it. I don't know.
Nick is just throwing out numbers.
Yeah, I can see. The numbers part is fine. But we have to narrow it down. I want to talk to the actual Tim Hortons. In Langley.
I'd like to talk to the woman.
We can't talk to the woman because she's detained, according to Bill.
No, she was released.
On her own recognizance.
Oh. Well, they don't say that. They just
I know, but I like
released.
Saying recognizance.
Was she released with a roll of toilet paper?
They caught her.
She's now the spokesperson.
If I was Charmin, I would hire that bitch.
Fuck the Bears. Get me that chick that shits in the Tim Hortons.
What was that? No excuses, jeans. They used to hire all these people like Monica Lewinsky and everything. They should
exactly. Yeah. No excuses, toilet
Actually,
paper.
If I was Charmin's rival, I would hire that bitch to compete with the Bears.
No, I say no. Charmin's needs to nut up because the Bears don't use toilet paper. Charmin had at least the common decency in the Tim Hortons to wipe her ass with something.
With
you
napkins,
imagine?
So like a napkin company could say, "We're so strong, we're better than your toilet paper."
Flushable wipes. So. She should work.
She can go to flushable wipes. She can. There's so many.
She could be a millionaire now.
Well, we know for a fact this is exactly what will happen.
Yeah.
She will become famous, and we'll still be down here doing the show.
We'll see that
cute exactly.
Little ass,
shitting the Tim Hortons. She will have a show. Next fall on Fox.
Yeah.
It's happening. It's what's going to happen.
Why not?
Speaking of other shows.
Yes, sir, Inspector.
You remember Kirsch?
Yeah.
You know Kirsch. Kirsch, by the way, listening to our shows, is a stand-up comic still floating around doing his thing. He's been in the business for a while. He has a live show. I believe it's called Kirsch and Dip.
Yes, funny
guy. Well, he's
funny
a very funny guy. He's promoting our show, so I'm going to promote his show. Kirsch and Dip, it's somewhere on, go to his page. Oh. He's in here. I believe he's in the Facebook Live suite right now. It's a weird show. He does dip. And you know dip, the tobacco you put in between your gums and your cheek there?
A little chew, yeah.
And there's a little chew, and he talks about stuff, and then he spits it to a cup. Yet again, he'll be on Fox in the fall. Not us.
Very popular in the South.
Very popular.
Yeah, she's at Dunkin' Donuts.
But he lives in Staten Island, but either way.
Right.
I mean, I'm just saying. We'll see. Nick is trying to narrow it down.
Of course.
He's checking. Do you see how good he is? How intrepid
Nick is
my cunt is?
He is the best.
Do you see how intrepid my cunt is? My
He's
Canadian,
like a well-trained blue jay.
My Canadian Unified Network technician, by
Hello,
the way.
The JJ.
He is checking out the Reddit. He's checking out people that are confirming it, where the location was. He has, he's saying it's the Willowbrook location or the 200th Street location.
There's two 200 streets.
Okay, so do you have the Willowbrook one, though, too? Is there a Willowbrook one?
There was one of them as well. It's, like, all together.
Well, that narrows it down to three. We went from 15 to three.
I believe that is the number I gave you was the Willowbrook one.
Was the Willowbrook one. All right, so the Willowbrook one is the one that hung up on us. So let us try the... later, we'll try the 200 Street location. If Nick doesn't narrow it down to see where we are... with the pooping, the pooping that happened in Canada.
Pooping.
It happened to pooping.
Yeah.
Carla now
get
wants
ready to... for real comedy fun.
Now Carla wants to fuck Kirsch. You should follow him. He's a good look. I mean, I think he's married and has kids, but you can still fuck him. Probably.
I mean, he's white, but
he's white, and you don't like white people. Yeah. You don't like white dick. Let me rephrase that. Big black, you know, cock craving Carla. Does not like, you know, white dick.
No.
So, because she saw my dick, and any chance she gets, she tells me how small my dick is. Mm-hmm. But the only thing is, I said to Marcus, she doesn't like my dick because it doesn't have a 24-hour tan like you.
That's true.
So automatically, I lose. No matter what it is, I lose in that thing. By the way, those two, Carla and Marcus, want to have the master debate round two.
Again?
They want to go at it. Supposedly, people are asking for it. No one's asking me, but supposedly they're asking them.
So, unleash the fury!
And they want to unleash the fury one more time and do the the master debate.
The master debate.
Yet again. Yes. Oh, another thing I wanted to fucking touch base on.
Wait, there's more?
There's more. The National Radio Hall of Fame.
You're in?
Revealed. I'm this close. No.
Okay.
Revealed the 2018 nominees. We got this, and lo and behold, when you go through, by the way, I'll read the summary here. Voting is now open for the 2018 National Radio Hall of Fame inductees. The 24 nominees in six categories were chosen by the Hall's nominating committee. Winners for each category will be announced on June 25th with an induction ceremony set for November 15th in New York City.
Wow.
Okay, so that is what we're dealing with. But lo and behold,
doorbell.
I get all the paperwork, and I go through the paperwork. Ham Radio Show, who's on the phone?
I was calling to learn to take a beating.
I can't hear a word you're saying.
All right, you wish caller was take a beating like what?
I couldn't hear the fuck. If that was Marcus, call back because your phone sucks down your dick.
I don't think that was Marcus.
That didn't sound like Marcus. It sounded like somebody running down the hall.
No, it sounded like Marcus away from his phone. That's what it sounded like. Bisexual Marcus, if that was you, call back the show.
Yes,
know the number.
Please, Marcus.
So anyway, going through the paperwork, I flip over the friggin' paperwork and I look at the category, which I believe is right here, longstanding local regional, 20 years or more. Would you like to hear the nominees?
Sure.
The nominees are, Danny, give me a drum roll. The nominees are, that's a rim shot.
That's close.
God damn it, you guys are unprofessional.
That's where Joe comes in with the bongos.
Where's the snare drum?
Joe, drum roll. The first nominee, Mike Francesa.
Oh, he's good.
From The Fan, yeah. WFAN. He just came back from a... Thank you. Self-imposed retirement. Johnny Holiday.
8 seconds.
Johnny Holiday, Washington, D.C. on WWDC and WMAL.
I don't know.
Charles LaQuadara. That's the guy's last name. LaQuadara from Boston. WBCN and WZLX. But the name of names and how we need to figure out how to help this gentleman.
Who's this?
Ladies and gentlemen, the number four nominee on the longstanding local regional 20 years or more category is the one and only My Jedi Master, Jim fucking Kerr.
We got to start a write-in or something.
They're representing the WPLJ and WAXQ, which is Q104, New York's classic rock.
Oh,
so Jim is on the nominees. We need to figure out. So Nick, by the way, if you could be so kind. Nick, also, when you're done trying to find the poop thing, can you please find
the Hall of Fame?
Find the Hall of Fame somewhere I can call. I want to call the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
Somebody find me. I want to call the Hall of Fame. It's the Ham Radio Show. Who's this?
I was saying Carla just likes to be beaten, that's all.
Oh, okay. Okay. Bisexual Marcus on the phone.
I know, Marcus.
I know, it was you.
I'm good.
Your phone
Yeah, I'm at
sucks.
Work. I know it sucks. I know. But I was but besides that, I mean,
you gotta wash the cover off of it.
Yeah.
Yeah. As a former fast food employee.
Where'd you work?
I was just like I worked at a Burger King.
You worked at a Burger King, so you had it your way?
I had a Whopper. Did you get titty fucked in a Burger King?
Oh, by the way, I heard that you got laid.
Yes, I do. Yes, I did, and I have the pictures to prove it.
Yeah.
Oh, he puts it on.
What was his name?
Hi-yo. No, I think it was a chick this time.
Yeah, it was a chick. A
all
nice, fat-ass black chick.
It was a big black. I think I might have saw a picture. That's been roaming around with a girl with a giant ghetto booty.
Wow.
And you're using her booty as a pillow?
Got a big ass.
Yep.
She got a big fat ass.
Two words, stretched the JJ.
Yeah, he stretched it out there.
We fucked about three times, twice with a condom, once raw.
Ooh.
Wow, raw man, huh?
How is your cousin doing?
Yeah.
And she said, surprisingly, she said I was a good fuck.
I have a good dick.
Well, I have a good dick on me.
Well, her aunt, you know, your aunt, her mother, said always compliment family.
Yeah.
So,
Keep it in the family.
You never want to be that. By the way, Carlos saying in the Facebook Lives, we finally, he gave in and paid for some pussy.
Oh, you paid?
Now, was it free pussy or was it paid for pussy? Which is, I have no problem with paid for pussy.
This was free off of Tinder pussy.
Ah, Tinder.
Right. Tinder.
Tinder. The groundbreaker, the decision maker, Tinder. Evening the playing field, Tinder. Good job.
Joe, you should try that.
Joe, you should try Tinder.
How many old people are on Tinder?
Probably lots.
Really?
Too many. But this chat.
Joe, you know what you should try for what's good for you? A blender. You know what blender is?
No.
That's when you take your fucking hand and stick it in the blender and push on.
Well, that's stupid.
Yeah. Interrupted. How many old people on Tinder?
No, really. I mean, I could lie about my age. What do you think? You can't pass for 50.
You couldn't pass for 50 if you had a sign that said, I have a 9-inch cock and I'm 50.
Right, well. You don't look a day older than 65.
55. I'll settle for that.
I've never heard Eddie this irritated.
Yeah, he really is fucked up tonight. I'll
literally, Joe, because Joe looks like he's a fucking corpse from SVU as an extra.
Can we have a contest?
And he wants to know if he can fucking, don't step on my laugh. And he has the audacity to go, can I pass for 50?
Yeah, could I?
Yes, I pass for 100 pounds.
Wait, pass for 50 as in 50 cents?
Why don't you pass for 50 and let a car hit you?
Can we make two Tinder profiles? One for you and Joe and see who has more.
Please do. More swipes? Please do. I would totally. Someone make a Tinder profile for me.
I would like this experiment to go down. I think, I mean, I would put. I put some money on it that Eddie would outscore Joe and pussy.
Let's look at it this way.
Well, more of his people are alive. My people are dead.
The last time Joe fucked, it was the cast of Cocoon.
You gotta dive in the pool.
I swam in the pool and I got a hard on. Let's go, Don Amici.
I still got a Woody.
If you hold it up with two pops.
I would like Carla just to know that even still, even in me getting pussy, women still make me sick, and I put in too much work to get this pussy.
Really?
All right.
Are you staying with this pussy, or is this just a fucking run?
I'll keep her around. I'll keep her on my roster full of hoes.
Oh, that's nice.
Oh, that's nice of you. What a lovely guy.
Yes. He's a good boy.
Okay.
See, things are now making noises.
Did you hear that?
This fucking computer needs to get a beating.
I thought it was me.
It was you. It was your Tinder profile. You got a hit.
I would like Carla to join this roster full of hoes, but she's just being a typical.
Carla, how can you? Pass up a gentleman saying, "Join my roster of hoes"?
Yeah.
How do you pass that up, Carla?
Carla is just being a real, like, stubborn twat, and I don't like it.
Whoa!
And I'm aggressive. Yes. She's a stubborn twat.
One step forward, two steps back.
Yeah. That's how you feel, Mark.
We can't together.
I can hear her pussy getting wet from here.
Oh,
you hear it? It's nice. Do you think that you would ever, would she ever fuck you? Like, do you think that train has gone past, that boat has sailed, and any other
I don't think that boat has sailed. You know who? I think Carla is just trying to, she's trying to keep it sailing away because she's just too stuck in her fucking, I'm a dominant chick. She's set in those ways. Like, why don't you just let down your pussy guard for a moment, let down the panty shield, and just fucking come to my level.
We can get along just great. That's my favorite protest song. Let down your pussy shield and let me come inside of you.
Everybody just walking.
Just let me stick my dick in your mouth and shoot one. It's not that hard, and I'll love you for it.
You should write cards for Hallmark. Billy, tonight.
No.
When are you going to see Giggles next?
Christmas.
All right. Well, on Christmas morn, can you literally take your dick out and go, let me just stick my dick in your mouth? And you swallow. It's not that hard.
While carving the Christmas ham.
Yes, while she's carving the Christmas goose. Please.
718.
No, wait. But
as Billy grows through, he deserves it. So he deserves it.
Wait, I got to hang up on him if she's going to call us here.
I was going to give out the number and say, when we're done with Marcus.
Oh, God. Let me hang up so the twat can talk.
Yeah. Wow. His name is Danny. Don't call him a twat.
Wow.
Oh, you mean Carla?
Sorry,
he means Carla.
I meant Carla. Yeah, I meant Carla.
Sorry, I get confused. There's too many of them.
Take it easy, buddy.
All right, bisexual Marcus.
That's how are you today, I am.
718-577-1389. Carla, if you wish to call, now the phone line is available for you because we are, of course, only having one phone line.
We're cheap.
Well, you were saying you wanted to get more votes for Jim Kerr. Unfortunately,
I do.
That voting is done by the participant panel.
All right, so we need to get a participant panel member, and we need to rally the troops.
I think we would hurt his chances if
no,
we did.
No, all the guys in this category suck. Well, Francesa just came back from a self-imposed fucking, I left, I came back, I had a whole giant, you know, goodbye party, and he comes back to radio, that's bullshit.
Yeah, come on.
I have no clue who Johnny Holiday is. Yeah. And Charles Guadalajara, whatever the fuck guy in Boston.
Like
I don't give a fuck about him. Jim Kerr is a legitimate legend. In the radio business, to be in the same market, he never left New York, the number one market. He has been in there for almost, I want to say, 50-plus years. He's been in the New York market. That's unheard of. How the fuck are you? First off, they're only going to say 20 years or more, so it's definitely more. Emphasis on the more. All right? Long-standing local regional. The other cocksucker left. Francesa left.
Well, his partner left.
No, Mad Dog went over to Sirius XM. Right. He's fine. Francesa left radio and then came back. It's the Ham Radio Show. Is this Carla Force?
Indeed it is.
Carla Force!
Hi, Carla. Welcome to the Ham Radio Show.
It's about time we had a pretty woman.
What do you mean, welcome? She's been here before.
I know.
So, are you going to open your mouth so you can fuck your mouth?
Long ago. Never, ever be on my roster, or I will never be on his roster either. He's only got one.
All right, Carly, you got to call back. Your phone sucks doggy dick.
It is fading in and out on us.
Yeah, you got to call back. We can't hear you if all I hear is in and out. You.
Yeah.
That doesn't really help the program. How am I supposed to help Jim Kerr if people that call my show can't even fucking speak English?
Sounds like an orgasm.
God damn it. And you only got 3 minutes because then we got to have Roger Stone on because he has a book.
He's
Stone. So maybe if you want to call back later, that might be because I don't think Carla can ever sum up anything in 3 minutes, Danny. I don't think it's possible for her to do that.
She said something about not.
Carla, just hit us up on the Facebook Live suite. It's a lot easier. Oh, wait, now, of course, she's calling back. Okay. Let's see. Carla. Carla,
looks like I lost you guys. Yes, I'm here.
Fix your phone. It sucks.
I'm sorry. Apparently, mine and Marcus's phones both suck. Maybe they should pair off.
Maybe they should.
That's true.
At least there would be some sucking going on.
That's true.
Exactly. So I was calling into the show to let everybody know that the ship has sailed. Marcus will never be on my roster, and I will never be on his roster.
He will never go to Planet Poontang?
He will never go to Planet Poontang. Sorry,
sad.
Buddy.
That's sad. That's
it is sad.
Will he get a postcard every once in a while?
Yeah, can you at least send him a picture of you spread eagle saying, wish you were here?
I didn't say that.
He may get that, but... I wanted to give him props, you know, for the paid pussy that he paid for, you know. It didn't look too bad, so.
Why do you knock paid pussy? It's still pussy.
Yeah, really.
I don't knock paid pussy. I'm not knocking it. I'm just saying he finally gave in and paid for it, you know.
You
got to do what you got to do when you're not getting it.
You seem not to be that endearing to the paid pussy department.
You don't think I haven't told this pussy before? I'm all about the paid pussy.
We know. She got a toaster one time for that pussy.
Bet she wasn't flinging poo.
No. She got a 4-slice toaster for a 1-slice pussy.
Well, that we know.
That's impressive.
Marcus will not be sticking his toast in this toaster.
By the way, Marcus just called you a cunt.
Shocker.
I don't want to be a snitch.
I've been called worse.
Yeah, yes. Today, you've been called worse. I know.
Man of a few words.
But anyways, people are asking about a second debate, and I would actually love to get on and debate with Marcus again, but we'd have to definitely find another topic, because it's pretty obvious he's not going to get pussy unless he pays for it. So,
well, I think you guys should just you guys should just come on and fight. Mm. That would be the way.
Like that.
We'll do a couple of rounds of you fighting. All right, I got to hang up on you because I got to go to commercial, and then I got to have Roger Stone on, and he worked for Nixon and Trump, so he kind of outranks you because he has a book.
That's true.
Awesome. Take care, guys. Mad love.
Mad love. Carla Force, everybody.
Bye, buddy.
Go to sellyourpussyforatoaster.com, and you can get that done. There you go. Yeah. The beautiful Carla Force.
So somebody who knows what it's like to be fucked.
Damn right. Fuck good and hard by a chocolate cock. 718-577-1389. It's the Ham Radio Show. We're going to take a break right now. When we come back, the one and only political juggernaut himself and author. Ooh, the one and only Roger Stone will be here when we come back.
All around nice guy.
All around nice guy after these words.
This is Ham Radio. Uncle Eddie.
You are a rich, gooey, devil's food cake that I want to drop my face into and go...
The Unfiltered Radio Network. HamRadioShow.com.
ED Publications has proudly been serving the adult nightclub industry for over 20 years with news and resources for the strip clubs and exotic dancers. Visit EDPublications.com to find out more about their yearly ED Expo convention and awards, magazine subscription, and advertising offers. Tootsie's Cabaret, located at 150 Northwest 183rd Street in Miami Gardens, Florida, is a 74,000-square-foot mega club with a 20,000-square-foot sports bar showing all major sporting and pay-per-view events. Tootsie's was voted the number one adult nightclub in 2012 and features full liquor bars and a full restaurant, open 7 days a week, 365 days a year.
Missed an episode on the Ham Radio Show? Not to worry. You can download the latest episode, as well as past shows, on HamRadioShow.com. Go to HamRadioShow.com and click on the downloads link.
Come live the vivid experience in one of the hottest clubs in America and enjoy the best in adult entertainment. Party with the sexiest dancers and surround yourself with the most beautiful girls. Relax in an upscale atmosphere and enjoy the variety of first-class amenities our various clubs have to offer. Enjoy exclusive events and special promotions, live radio broadcasts and celebrity guest appearances, the hottest clubs from the name you know, Vivid Clubs. Come spend the night of your life.
Religion Tequila, the world's finest premium 100% organic tequila, using only the purest organic ingredients and time-tested distillation process to create a true reflection of our commitment and collaboration with nature. Journey to purity and perfection with Religion Tequila, our vision, our devotion, our religion. 100% organic handcrafted tequila by Religion Tequila. Visit them on the web at ReligionTequila.com. That's ReligionTequila.com.
This is Ham Radio.
Yo! Check us out!
Follow us, but not too close, on Twitter. Twitter.com/Ham Radio Show.
On-demand salon. OnDemandSalon.com. Professional door-to-door hair and makeup services. Let the salon come to you. Whether you're getting a blowout, blowover two, blowover three, hell, bring in a blowout for four, it doesn't matter. Cut and style for special events, weddings, or whatever you need. On OnDemandSalon.com. That's OnDemandSalon.com. Prices and booking, 866-250-4145. That's 866-250-4145. On Demand Salon. OnDemandSalon.com.
This is Jeff Bridges, the dude.
I am not Mr. Lebowski. I'm the dude.
You are listening to...
Hey, careful, man. There's a beverage here, huh?
Ham Radio.
Let's get Roger Stone on the phone. It's the Ham Radio Show, baby girl. No! I like when it plays weird music.
Leave a message.
Leave a message.
At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up.
Leave a message. Ah! One, two, rock! I'm gonna call him again. Rock! Come on, baby. That's ringing now. Ding now!
Leave a message.
At the tone, please.
I'm checking my phone calls. Ever the political juggernaut that he is.
Well, he was. Didn't he get in trouble for getting yanked off of Twitter or something? For something calling the CNN person excrement?
Yeah, but I don't think he would still, you know, his phone would still work.
Oh, well, maybe he.
I've called many people excrement.
Yeah.
Today. Rob.
Hello?
Hello, I'm looking for Roger Stone.
Who's calling?
It's Uncle Eddie from the Ham Radio Show. I'm admiring your book, Stone's Rules, How to Win at Politics, Excellent. Business, and Style, sir.
Excellent.
Excellent. It's a great read, by the way. By the way, ladies and gentlemen, Roger Stone on the show, please. Roger Stone is here, ladies and gentlemen, on the phone. He's hanging out with us. He has a brand new book, like I just said. And by the way, he is a New York Times bestselling author. You should, besides being a political juggernaut and a well-dressed man, he is, of course, the author of Stone's Rules, How to Win at Politics, Business, and Style. By the way, the foreword by Tucker Carlson. Good job, sir.
A great pal of mine and a well-dressed gent himself.
Yes, he has beautiful
although
bow ties.
I would have stuck with the bow ties if I were him. I think abandoning them, you know, might have cost him a little mojo, but evidently not.
I haven't seen him in a while. He traded up. He got rid of the bow ties.
Yeah, but he's got very good taste. He wears the, you know, regimental striped ties, so it kind of works. I feared that losing the bow ties would cost him mojo, but that has not been the case. He has gone on to bigger and better things at Fox.
Absolutely. You always see like clips of him on YouTube now. All the stuff that he does garners so much attention. So he's selling himself in the proper way, which is kind of like what the rules in this book. I couldn't put the book down, by the way. I had to put the book down because eventually I had to go to sleep. But The book itself is written so, it's like a step-by-step manual of how to succeed, not only in politics, put politics to the side. I know you're a political juggernaut, and you've done stuff with Nixon and Trump and every who's who in the world of Washington, D.C., but the world of just, like, how to succeed in, like, life in general, like, some of your stuff I was reading, I was sitting there and I'm like, I could use this in the radio business. Like, it transfers over for multiple formats.
Yeah, it's really not a political book. I mean, you don't have to be interested in politics. You don't have to be a Republican or a conservative or a Trump supporter. You could be non-political or you could be a Bernie Sanders progressive. It doesn't really matter. These are my rules of the road. These are the maxims and guidelines that I've learned in a 40-year career in the public arena. And there's advice in there not only on food but and dressing, but there's also advice on advertising, public relations, marketing, and then, of course, you know, the rules of engagement for political battle.
Yeah, and I always say that you're the, like, you know, yourself, me, Danny, Billy, Joe even, you're the company. You're building a product. You are the product. So when you go out there, you have to always try to sell yourself to the public. You have to have somebody want to actually buy you so you could move on and eventually climb that ladder to success. And like one of the perfect rules, and it's right on the second, it's rule number two in the book where it says you have to be in the game to win the game. You got to play.
That's right. The credit doesn't belong to the guy or gal who sits on the sideline and points out how guys like you and I could have done better and what we did wrong and we should have said that or we should have said this. The credit belongs to the person who climbs in the arena, because they may win or they may lose. But if they win, they'll know the exhilaration of victory. And if they lose and they know the agony of defeat, at least they will know that they lived, that they tried,
yeah,
and their satisfaction in that itself.
They got to play the game. I mean, that's the whole thing. And that's the best part of the book, Stone's Rules. You have to it's like a step-by-step manual. You really got to break it down to how it works with you. Now, Roger, if you took somebody, like, say, somebody off the street, because I know you did quote, in the book, you quote Frank Sinatra, when you're saying, you know, when his famous quote about luck, where you talk about how I'm going to paraphrase it.
You make your luck.
Yeah.
You make your luck. I mean, yes, there's such thing as luck, but you make your luck by positioning yourself, by being at the right place at the right time, by always being ready. It's not just luck. You have to make your luck.
But you also have to, but to paraphrase the quote, you also need skill and ability. So what I'm trying to get at is, anybody can pick up this book, but you have to actually learn from it. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can't just read it and just adapt all these rules. You got to actually have that inner fighter inside, that guy that's going to take these rules to a whole nother level. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's what I'm learning.
That's one of the reasons why, as you notice, the stock of book is on a particularly heavy paper.
Yes.
That's because I hope that people will mark this up, that they'll dog ear it, that they'll go back to it again and again and again. And I wanted to produce it in a format that would, you know, 10 years from now, would still stand up. It's an easy read. It's short, pithy rules. There's not a lot of BS in there. Some great pictures. But, you know, you find out my view on everything, on cars, on cufflinks, on pants cuffs, on fine marinara sauce. It's all there.
It's all there, and it's right in the middle. It's in the beginning, the middle, and the end. That's what I'm saying. It's a step-by-step manual. Now, I got to ask you some questions about you, Roger, because, you know, people want to know. A lot of people, by the way, need to check out the Netflix original Get Me Roger Stone, which goes into about you and all the things. You know, not everything, but most of the things you've done in the political world and everything else, right?
Yeah, it's a pretty balanced profile, but the rules were featured in that film, which is one of the things that got me on the stick to finally get this book out. I mean, until recently, the rules existed only in my head. and they were highlighted in a profile on me 15 years ago in the Weekly Standard. They were re-mentioned in another profile in the New Yorker, and then more recently in the Netflix documentary, Get Me Roger Stone. And between my friend Mike Smirkanish at CNN and my friend Tucker Carlson at Fox, they have both urged me to get with it and get this thing out. And, of course, now I have done so.
Yeah, Mike Smirkanish also works at SiriusXM, right?
Yeah, he's a very smart guy.
Yes, he is. I have to do stuff. He's on POTUS. I have to do stuff on the channel. That's why I knew the name. But I have a couple questions personally about you, Roger. Do you have?
Sure.
Is it true or false? Is there an actual Richard Nixon tattoo on your back?
Yes, there is. Meaning, I'm the only person you know with a dick on the front and the back.
He's got a dick on the front and a dick on the back. There's a drawing, there's a bunch of drawings in here, a lot of very good artwork in the book itself, but there's a picture of you with your Nixon tattoo, and then the artist has turned your ass into Trump.
Yeah, I thought that was pretty funny. I found that online, and I had to reproduce it. Let me explain the Nixon tattoo, because
yes,
I think
please.
It's important.
Yes.
It's really not a political statement. It's really not. What it is for me is a daily reminder that in life, when things don't go your way, when you get knocked down, when you lose, when you try hard but you lose, when you're planning on something you really want but you don't get it, when you suffer setbacks and delays, you got to get yourself up off the mat. You got to dust yourself off and get back in the game. The story of Nixon is a story of resilience. The guy keeps getting knocked down. He just keeps coming back. He even comes back from Watergate to emerge as a foreign policy advisor for President Bill Clinton, writes five best-selling books after in his post-presidency years. To me, it's an American story. It's a story of the comeback. It's a story of resilience and persistence. And it's a daily reminder that that a man is not finished when he's defeated. He is only finished when he quits.
Very true. Very true. Raj, were you with him during the Frost Nixon special? Were you there? Were you part of it?
Yeah, I was not, but I must tell you, there's this famous quote in which he turns to Frost and he says, trying to be one of the boys, he says, "Well, tell me, did you do any fornicating this weekend?" That's not captured on tape anywhere. I really doubt that it ever happened. Nixon was in the Navy, and believe me, he could swear like a sailor. I heard it.
I heard the tapes too. Yeah.
He dropped the F word often in private conversations. So I really doubt that stilted conversation that is alleged to have come from Nixon by Frost ever really happened. Again, it's not captured any place on film.
No, it's only obviously dramatized in the movie. I mean, I don't, because that's what I'm saying. Like, it seems to me that you paint a very different picture of Nixon than is out there, because for public consumption that's out there, a lot of people vilify him and he's just the devil and this, that, and the third and blah, 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 blah. And you paint him as like a phoenix rising from the ashes.
Well, let's be clear. He ended the war in Vietnam. He got a strategic arms limitation agreement from the Russians. He opened the door to China. Mm-hmm. He desegregated the public schools without incident, without violence. He saved Israel in the 1973 Yom Kippur War over the objections of Kissinger, over the objections of the National Security Council and the Joint Chiefs. He launched the war on cancer. He gave us federal revenue sharing so that our tax dollars came back to the local community. Now, he also made huge mistakes. The war on drugs, a big, ignominious, racist mistake, hasn't worked. He also took us off the gold standard, another mistake. But I think it all has to be seen in balance. Any way you look at it, he was on six national tickets. He dominated American politics for a 40-year period, and he came back from back-to-back defeats, from the presidency in 1960 by an eyelash, then the governorship of California, which was a step down, which he lost in 62, to make the greatest comeback in American history. And on top of it all, the guy could mix a mean martini, unbelievable martini, and his secret recipe, which is secret no more, is in the book.
There you go. Even more reason to pick up Stone's Rules, How to Win at Politics, Business, and Style. Do you think that there's maybe the same feelings like that you have towards the way you look at, as you say, a balanced way that you look at Nixon? Is that how people should look at Trump? What's your opinion of how they should look at the president that we have today?
Well, look, he's only been in office for 1 year. You've got 3% economic growth. The best Obama could ever average was 1.5%. You're on the cusp of a historic peace deal in Korea. I'd still like to see him withdraw our troops from Afghanistan and Syria. That's what he campaigned on.
Mm-hmm.
But it's too early to say. It's just too early to say. I was very pleased 10 days ago when he said he would support a federal protection for state legalized medicinal marijuana. That was a breakthrough. But, it's too early to judge him. I think so far, so good. Some areas where I'm a little disappointed, other areas where I'm very pleased. But you can't judge a man's term or a person's term as president after a year. Let's see how this goes. So far, the economy is definitely tipping up. We've got the biggest tax cut in American history. They've cut job-killing regulations to the bone. You've got unemployment among African Americans and Hispanics at the lowest point ever since they began keeping the statistic. It shows that things are moving in the right direction.
Oh, absolutely.
Still like to see him get out of these foreign wars, however.
Well, see, that's what I'm trying to say. Like, we here at this show, on the Ham Radio Show, We don't have one stance. We're not like anti-Trump and we're not pro-Obama. We know that there are negatives in everybody's column, and you got to take a kind of balanced and fair look at everything that's across the board. That's why I ask. So I don't think that, of course, I'm not going to judge him on, he's only been in, you know, office for a very short period of time. I don't think that we can judge his legacy as a president yet, of course. But do you think, because there's a lot of people throwing it out there because of the North Korean thing, the North Korea, South Korea, do you think that it's possible that we will see Donald Trump, if they come to some form of an agreement in full, where everything, where everybody's kind of all shipshape and happy, does Donald Trump, in our day and age, do you think it's possible, Roger Stone, for him to get the Nobel Peace Prize? Because a lot of people are throwing his name around that if he can actually get this to happen, he will be, you know, receive the nomination and possibly get the Nobel Peace Prize.
Well, he would certainly deserve it, although I frankly think if he does, he should share it with the presidents of North and South Korea.
Right.
And that's happened before. You can have more than one person. But it's kind of interesting to me because all of this tough talk against the North Koreans, you know, the so-called foreign policy experts who have driven the country into the ground and given us these endless foreign wars, were talking about how dangerous he was, how it was going to drive us to World War III. You know what it did? It brought the North Koreans to the table. That's what it did. And I think we're on the cusp of what could be a good deal. On the other hand, being a shrewd negotiator, notice he always says it. He always tempers it by saying, maybe we won't get a deal. It sure would be great if we do, but maybe we don't. We're really going to try. So he's left himself an out. It looks to me like he's going to pull us off. I was with a guy the other day, very wealthy guy, very powerful guy, who's friendly with Bill Clinton. And they had lunch, and Clinton told him, this is the big, intractable, insoluble problem. It's the biggest problem in the world. If Trump solves it, he deserves the Nobel Peace Prize.
Well, see, that's what I'm trying to say. I think it would silence all the doubters. I think that it's definitely a step where we haven't. No one's had the balls to even present this argument to North Korea and South. No one's had the balls to go to North Korea and shake the guy's hand and say, "Hey, you know, we need to talk." Except for like Dennis Rodman. You know, no one's gone there. No, at least no president that I know of. You know, did that. I mean, except for now Donald Trump.
Nobody has tried this before. We've tried all kinds of things, including, you know, paying them, and that hasn't worked. I think they're ready to join the League of Nations. I think they're ready for a seat at the table. I mean, these people live in abject poverty. They're eating dogs, for Christ's sakes.
They are.
So, you know, I mean, I think that they want a piece of the pie, and they realize this is their opportunity to come in out of the cold. He will deserve the title of peacemaker if he pulls this off.
All right, so now I have a style question for you, because now we're out of the cold. Let's talk about the heat. I am a fat guy. All right, Roger, I'm not in shape like you. I've seen you in your beautiful suits. I have to go do a gig. I have to do a stripper/porn star convention in August in Las Vegas, Nevada. I want to dress fancy, but I want to dress cool and comfortably. What do you recommend for a fat guy?
Oh, it's obvious though. If you're going to Vegas, I assume this is an evening event.
Well, it's a multi-day event.
Well, I would go with the traditional black tuxedo. A gentleman always looks good in a dinner jacket. You look like $1 million. By the way, it's also slimming. It makes you look slimmer. And you can find it in a lightweight. You could even rent it. You don't have to buy it. But that would be my advice. The one thing you do need to do is do not wear a clip-on tie. You must tie your own bow tie.
Now, see, that's one thing I never actually learned. I always get somebody. Is it okay if I get somebody to tie it for me?
Sure, but the truth is, if you try it a couple times, it's exactly the same as tying your shoe. Exactly the same. You can do it.
A bow tie, I can probably. It's a regular tie. I have a problem with the Windsor knot.
But you got to go with the bow tie with the.
Well, with the tux, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, black bow tie, not too big. You don't want to look like Superfly.
Yeah.
It's got a medium sized bow tie. I definitely go with the dinner jacket. I go with the full tuxedo. every gentleman looks great in a tuxedo, which the actual name is a dinner jacket. Tuxedo is a misnomer, but widely used in the United States, so I use it so people know what I'm talking about.
Wait. Explain that. What do you mean? A tuxedo is not a tuxedo?
Well, the tuxedo is a bastardization. It's really called a dinner suit, and the jacket's called a dinner jacket. That's the proper terminology. That's what you would say in Britain, for example. In the United States, the common idiom is tuxedo because the first guy who ever wore it was in Tuxedo Park, New York. And therefore it was pretty much named after him. I believe he was a Vanderbilt. In any event, it's still a great look. Every gentleman looks good in black tie.
Wow. See, Danny, Roger Stone wants me to wear a tuxedo to the Vegas.
You should.
It's going to be hot as hell, when we're doing the award show, a tuxedo I think might be called for.
Yeah,
but where do you see the respect you get? You'll get incredible respect.
I get none here, so I should wear a tuxedo here. That's what I should do.
And don't wear sandals.
There you go.
Well, I'm not even joking. Roger Stone should become a speaker. He should use it. Not. I'm talking about like a motivational speaker, and go out because I'm telling you this book. I'm not gonna put this book down. I am gonna read this book over the weekend. I'm gonna finish it. Because the rules in this book are, if you like sit there and actually analyze, like he was saying, that's why it's written on this beautiful paper and it's a heavy thing, so you can actually make notations and look at everything and go over rules and everything else. Like, there's one thing in here about controlling the lighting. Always control the lighting. I forgot what number it was because I saw it before. Always control the lighting. What do you mean by that, by the way?
Well, Marlene Dietrich, Ronald Reagan, both understood the importance, particularly when you're being photographed, of controlling the lighting so you can be seen in the most flattering light. This is true if you're on a date or whether you're in a job interview. You want to look your best to the extent that you can. Always control the lighting. Look at Marlene Dietrich or Greta Garbo. There's no such thing as a bad picture of them because they were both very cognizant of the lighting.
See? And now is that why Nixon lost that debate, because he was sweaty and he didn't control the lighting?
Among other things, I mean, he had just come out of the hospital. He'd made a stupid pledge at the Republican National Convention in 1960 that he would visit all 50 states. A major mistake, because it meant he had to go to tiny places that he had locked up, like Utah, Nevada, Vermont, and so on.
Mm-hmm.
Jack Kennedy just kept concentrating on the big swing states. He didn't bother going to Massachusetts. He already had it locked up. He didn't bother going to Rhode Island. He already had it locked up. So Nixon bumps his knee on a car door and ends up in the hospital after Labor Day. He is still on antibiotics. He's about 5 pounds underweight. His shirt collar is swimming on him. He still got a fever. But he comes storming out of the hospital. He makes 5 stops in 5 states on his way to Chicago for the debate. Kennedy gets there a day early. He spends the time on the roof of the hotel getting a suntan with 2 hookers. they say when they went to the, you know, to the lighting and sound check, which is kind of like a prize fight weigh-in, Teddy White, the famous author, said Jack Kennedy looked like a bronze god. Richard Nixon's face looked almost as gray as his suit. Well, the makeup guy for CBS, Don Hewitt, says to Senator Kennedy, "Senator Kennedy, will you be requiring makeup?" Kennedy says, "No, no makeup for me." "Mr. Vice President, will you be requiring makeup?" Well, Nixon had heard this. He says, no, no makeup for me. Whereupon Kennedy goes to his dressing room where his private makeup man, who's been flown in from New York, makes him up.
Yeah.
Nixon's advisors argue with him. "Dick, you can't go out looking that. You look like hell. It's like death warmed over. You've gotta wear some makeup." So he agrees to use a product called Lazy Shave, which is meant to coat the beard. Well, when he gets on the debate, he finds out that Jack Kennedy moves to his right on everything. "You're not tough enough on Cuba. You're not tough enough on Russia. We have a missile gap." Nixon begins to sweat. And as he begins to sweat, the lazy shave starts to cake and streak on his face.
Yeah.
Now, the people who listen to it on the radio think that Nixon has won. The people who watch it on TV overwhelmingly think that Kennedy has scored. Mayor Daley, the mayor of Chicago, watches it on television, says, Jesus Christ, Nixon's not even dead yet, and they've already embalmed him.
See, this is what I'm talking about. This is the insight. See, it's all about the game and how you play it.
Absolutely.
I mean,
sure.
Not to quote Motorhead or now, Triple H, but it is.
Now, little known fact, though, there were four debates, not one, and Nixon comes roaring back in debates two, three, and wins a decisive victory in debate four. The television audience for debate four is almost as large as debate one, which is why Nixon closes fast. The momentum's actually with Nixon in the closing days. And as I make the case in my book, Tricky Dick, The Rise and Fall and Rise of Richard M. Nixon, they most likely stole it from him in both Illinois and Texas.
Right.
A shift of a small number of votes stolen by Lyndon Johnson would have made Nixon the president.
Wow. See, this is what I'm saying. You're not going to get this insight from other guys. Roger Stone knows his shit.
It's amazing.
He was there. He was in the trenches. He was working with these people. And he knows Washington inside and out. And he knows how to be the best in the business, whether it is politics, business, or style. That's why his new book, Stone's Rules, How to Win at Politics, Business, and Style, is a fascinating read. I cannot wait to finish it. Roger Stone, by the way, thank you for being on the show. Anytime you want to come back, sir, you have an open invitation. I'd love to just pick your brain about all the stuff that you've seen and heard, how Barbara Bush was a drunk, how you hate the Clintons, all the stuff that's inside that dome of yours. I want to just open it up and scoop it out and serve it to the people because you are I'm a juggernaut, sir.
I would love to come back. Thanks a lot, guys.
Absolutely. Great. Thank you, Roger Stone. Round of applause for Roger Stone.
Very good.
Great interview. Roger did very well. Thank you, Roger.
Very interesting.
There you go. Roger has left the building.
Yeah, it was
outstanding.
Great interview.
Now, by the way, I'm telling you, this book, Danny, I'm not loaning this book to anybody.
Oh,
I'm going
to
finish.
I don't get to read it when you finish?
Well, no, when I'm finished, you can use it.
Okay.
Because I am finished reading this book. I'm going to do it over the weekend. I'm going to finish reading this book. I'm telling you. The rules, it's like the rules of engagement.
It's about style, right?
Yeah, but it's...
How to present yourself.
But it's everything, Joe.
Absolutely.
Like, literally, like a step by fucking step.
Yeah.
Like, he just told me, and I'm really now considering renting a tux for Vegas. I'm sorry, Danny. I'm sorry.
Right
Danny?
Well,
Giggle said she met Billy in a tuxedo. He looks so damn hot.
Yeah.
And she doubts she would have gave him a second glance.
Now, can you imagine Billy looking
it.
Hot? It's unfathomable to me.
In case you missed that, because Joe talked right over me.
Yes.
She wouldn't have given him a second glance if he wasn't wearing one.
Exactly.
Right.
Wow.
But by the way, in the book, Billy, it does say something about that you should not have a ponytail.
Right.
Over 30.
Yeah, well.
So I'm just saying it's in there.
Oh,
so,
gee. What
so
about
Billy,
a mustache? Is that okay?
Billy counteracted he did the tux thing, but he counteracted with the ponytail. But he still got the pussy, so I don't know. He wins out.
I would love to see fucking
Billy in a tux.
No, without a ponytail. Because
I'd love
never
to see Billy without a ponytail. I'd like to see Billy in a tux. And I like to see Billy just bang, because I don't think it's very eventful. That's just my personal opinion.
I got to tell you.
These are
I'm
just three things.
I'm asleep halfway through.
I don't think I want to see. I don't even want to watch you bang.
No, I want to see. Because it's not going to be that exciting. So don't worry about it.
Fall
with
asleep.
Me, it's very exciting. Billy's going to sleep halfway during. Yeah. He's going to have a walker to hold himself. It's a whole crazy thing. What, Joe? What were you about to say?
No, I got to tell you. I once had to wear top hat and tails to a wedding do it, and you never feel so dressed up in your entire life
until you're in top hat and tails with the gloves. Did you have the gloves?
The gloves, the cane, the top hat, the whole bit.
And then you got to go piss, and it ruins everything.
Well, no, I
that's why your girlfriend's there. She undoes the pants for you.
But you feel so dressed up, it's like incredible.
And then you plow her in a brown purple Jeep.
There
I even
go.
Started speaking with an English accent. I don't know why. Just,
I got piss
what?
On my gloves.
There's
piss on my gloves.
Yeah.
718-577-1389. We're going to close out the show as only we can. We'll be right back after these.
Just in case you thought we were trained professionals, guess again. More after this.
This is Ham Radio.
I think you're all fucked in the head. We're 10 hours from the fucking fun park and you want to bail out. Well, I'll tell you something. This is no longer a vacation. It's a quest. It's a quest for fun. I'm going to have fun and you're going to have fun. We're all going to have so much fucking fun we'll need plastic surgery to remove our goddamn smiles. You'll be whistling Symphony Doodah out of your asshole. I got to be crazy. I'm on a pilgrimage to see...
Ham Radio.
Praise...
Ham Radio.
Holy shit.
Tuesdays, starting at 9 a.m. Eastern. Follow us. Not too close. On Twitter. Twitter.com/Ham Radio Show.
The Unfiltered Radio Network. HamRadioShow.com.
ED Publications has proudly been serving the adult nightclub industry for over 20 years with news and resources for the strip clubs and exotic dancers. Visit EDPublications.com to find out more about their yearly ED Expo convention and awards, magazine subscription, and advertising offers.
Tootsie's Cabaret, located at 150 Northwest 183rd Street in Miami Gardens, Florida, is a 74,000-square-foot mega club with a 20,000-square-foot sports bar showing all major sporting and pay-per-view events. Tootsie's was voted the number one adult nightclub in 2012 and features full liquor bars and a full restaurant, open 7 days a week, 365 days a year.
Missed an episode of the Ham Radio Show? Not to worry. You can download the latest episode, as well as past shows, on HamRadioShow.com. Go to HamRadioShow.com and click on the downloads link.
Come live the vivid experience in one of the hottest clubs in America and enjoy the best in adult entertainment. Party with the sexiest dancers and surround yourself with the most beautiful girls. Relax in an upscale atmosphere and enjoy the variety of first-class amenities our various clubs have to offer. Enjoy exclusive events and special promotions, live radio broadcasts and celebrity guest appearances, the hottest clubs from the name you know, Vivid Clubs, comes in the night of your life.
Religion Tequila, the world's finest premium 100% organic tequila, using only the purest organic ingredients and time-tested distillation process to create a true reflection of our commitment and collaboration with nature. Journey to purity and perfection with Religion Tequila. Our vision, our devotion, our religion. 100% organic handcrafted tequila by Religion Tequila. Visit them on the web at ReligionTequila.com. That's ReligionTequila.com.
This is Ham Radio.
Yo! Check us out!
Follow us, but not too close, on Twitter. Twitter.com/Ham Radio Show.
On-demand salon. OnDemandSalon.com. Professional door-to-door hair and makeup services. Let the salon come to you. Whether you're getting a blowout, blowover two, blowover three, hell, bring in a blowout of four, it doesn't matter. Cut in style for special events, weddings, or whatever you need. On OnDemandSalon.com. That's OnDemandSalon.com. Prices and booking, 866-250-4145. That's 866-250-4145. On Demand Salon. OnDemandSalon.com.
Hi there, I'm Carl Weathers. You know, I've been maimed and left for dead by a predator. I've been scared to death by an alligator head. Hell, I've even been pummeled by an Italian guy and beaten to death by a huge steroid-filled Russian. But nothing in my movies has prepared me for the beating I took at the hands of Ham Radio.
We're back, and you're still listening to Ham Radio. What, are you stupid?
That's 94 days, 21 hours. It's the countdown to the Expo 2018, August 19th to the 22nd, live from the Hard Rock Casino and Hotel in beautiful, scenic, and now I'll be wearing a tux to Las Vegas, Nevada, baby! It's going to be beautiful. Going to have the $10,000 bikini challenge. It's going to be a contest. Me and a whole bunch of other people are going to be judging it. Danny will be there. I'll be there, plus some people from a certain radio show, which I probably shouldn't have mentioned last week, but I mentioned it anyway. It doesn't matter. They're going to be there in Las Vegas with us in 94 days and 21 hours. August 19th to the 22nd. It's going to be... ooh, amazing. It's the Expo 2018. What you need to do is go to theedpub.com. Theedpub.com. By the way, theedpub.com, Danny, you can listen to the Ham Radio Show on theedpub.com as well. It's there. Everything's there. Check it out. Do whatever you got to do to be a part of it. Go to theedpub.com. Yes. And now it's time for the rock and roll. Ooh, Hollywood rock and wrap up, baby. Bring it on. Let me hear you make some noise.
It's the Hollywood Rock and Wrap Up with your host, Jason Hadley. While in France at the annual Cannes Film Festival, John Travolta jumped on stage during an after party concert to show off some dance moves with rapper 50 Cent, who, by the way, in France is more commonly known as 42.46 euros. The daughter of late grunge music pioneer Kurt Cobain, Frances Bean, scored a victory in her divorce settlement by paying off her soon-to-be ex with one of her father's guitars. Based on its value, he can easily trade it in for one from a band that better matches his personality. I'm thinking Tool. Fans are expressing their outrage at comedian Damon Wayans claiming he was responsible for the firing of his now former Lethal Weapon co-star Clayne Crawford. However, according to several witnesses, it was Crawford's frequent on-set outburst that had plenty of others on the crew thinking,
I'm too old for this.
And that's the Hollywood Rockin' Wrap-Up. Follow us on Twitter, at Rockin' Wrap-Up.
Show. We're finishing up the show as only we can. Which, so it's going to be just a giant clusterfuck, Eddie? Absolutely, Eddie. That's the way it's going to be.
More than likely.
Yeah, probably. Hit us up, hamradioshow.com. Hit us up also on the Facebook Live, the sweet, fully functional, hanging out right now. Tons of people hanging out in there. Plus, of course, 718-577-1389. Call us up. Be all you can be. The phone lines are open. By the way, yet again, I want to thank Ryan Reynolds for signing my Deadpool poster. I have an autographed now Ryan Reynolds Deadpool poster.
Cool.
And I will be framing it. It's a clusterfuck to get this thing framed, but I will be framing it. No.
No.
This is good, dude. This is a prized possession. I love Ryan Reynolds. I love Deadpool. Yeah. And now to combine the two and now actually have property that is, dude, he not only did he sign it, Ryan Reynolds, he drew the fucking Deadpool logo.
He did.
On his, that's fucking, that's awesome.
Wow.
All right. And as far as I know right now, as of right this very second, because remember, it's a movie theater poster.
Yes, it is.
It's not what they call a one sheet. When you go into the movie theater business, a one sheet, not a poster that you can purchase at like Kmart or whatever. This is a one sheet and
exclusive.
And it's exclusive. It's an autographed copy now. It is beyond words. By the way, Deadpool 2 opens this Friday. If you don't think I'll be there, check any fucking movie theater on Staten Island. I will be in attendance. I am not missing this. I have not seen fucking Infinity War yet.
Ha ha.
But.
Is she Solo?
I will tell you, I will go. No, Solo didn't come out yet.
Oh, no.
No, they're only blasting it in the paper. It didn't come out yet.
Okay.
I will be definitely in the line to go see Deadpool 2, Danny. It will happen. I cannot wait. Supposedly, it's even more over the top than Deadpool 1. And you know how much I love Deadpool 1?
No. How much?
I love it a lot. I don't know if I made point of that.
It was good.
I love it a lot. Even Alexa loved it. Alexa. Alexa. Deadpool.
Crime's the disease. Meet the cure. Okay,
not the cure, but more like a topical ointment to reduce the swelling and itch. Hi, Tom.
See?
What a guy.
I have no idea
what she's talking about.
Well, you have to see the movie Deadpool.
Oh. Yeah.
Deadpool is not your typical... Did you see Deadpool yet?
I saw the one on TV. What was that,
Deadpool? No, you didn't see Deadpool yet. Deadpool is not your mama's fucking, you know, comic book movie. It's got foul language. There's titties in it. Ooh, violence.
Titties.
Did I mention foul language? There's foul language in it and toilet humor.
He's got an R rating?
Oh, yes, and it's so worth it.
You could say that.
Oh, it's so worth it. Joe, if you have to, please, over the weekend, please watch the first Deadpool.
I wait till
you have an assignment. It'll be on. Watch the first one. It's on. You can find it on Netflix.
More than likely,
and watch it. Don't be a fuck-up.
I might have seen it.
If you're on Netflix also, watch the documentary, Get Me Roger Stone, by the way.
It's, like, funny?
As well. What?
Which is the one that was, like, funny?
This is funny. This is funny.
I think I saw it. It was really good. It was good.
Did you watch it? Or are you just making it up to fill time?
No, I'm not too up on my superheroes, but...
Well, you need to learn, fuckface.
Yeah, but I saw, I think it was Deadpool, because it was, the latest one, and it was really good.
I don't want to hang it up in the studio, Nick. Nick is telling me I should hang it up in the studio.
No, we don't do that.
No, because, no, if I hang it up here, Joe says it's his then.
It is.
And that's bullshit.
What happened to me?
I have a fucking light. An on-air light, an honest-to-God radio on-air light that I don't want
to
bring here.
Yeah, he won't give it
because
to me.
Joe will fucking keep it for himself.
It'll be mine, yes.
And I don't want to do that.
What happened to the Avengers poster I hijacked from the Banner? Remember?
Yeah.
I hijacked from the now defunct Toys R Us.
You got to talk to Joe. I don't know.
Oh, is that that big silk thing? Like
yes.
That?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry, but it was stolen from me.
From who? By who?
My nephew.
Oh,
see, this is what I'm saying. You can't bring shit to Joe's house. He fucking just gives it away.
Hot on. He had to have it.
It doesn't matter.
I had to have it. It belonged to me.
It was his.
Not anymore.
It's his property, though.
Not anymore.
Dude, this is why I don't bring shit here. I have a giant.
It was supposed to be hanging over here.
I know. I have a giant.
Well, it was for a while.
Dude, I have a giant Deadpool fucking giant. Wall hanging.
I'd like
that. Was for the promotion. I will not bring it here because I know that Joe just gives shit away.
No, I keep it.
He just emptied out a fucking room. He just emptied out a fucking room.
I did, yeah.
Of a pool table gone, couches gone, everything's gone.
Yeah,
and I bet you your fucking Avengers thing flew out the window then.
Yeah, a lot of stuff went that.
A whole lot of stuff.
I gave away seven Macintosh computers.
Seven Macintosh computers. You could have hacked that gun.
Oh, they were played out. They were played out. That's why I don't use them here. They're old ones.
And he had an Avengers banner. Gone.
Gone, yeah.
Fucking gone.
Wasn't his.
It wasn't his. He gave it away. This is why I don't bring shit here.
2,000 Kef Entertainment CDs.
Can I also bring up, you have a ton of sex toys. You couldn't give those fucking away.
No, I kept the sex toys.
Kept all the sex toys.
Yeah.
And the guys fucking felt a little nervous picking them up.
Yeah. fucking poor Mexicans in the dumpster.
Had to hide them.
Yeah.
No, last time somebody stole my vagina.
Well, now you know how it feels. Danny's vagina got stolen in the form of an Avengers banner.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah.
I have a Deadpool one. I have a, I think, I believe it's the, either the Doctor Strange or it might be Black Panther. I don't know. Because I used to work at the movie theater. I collect this shit. It is a giant banner.
Star Trek poster you gave me.
Yeah, but Danny, you know what? Take his fucking Star Trek poster.
No, you can't have it. It's been framed. It's mine.
Doesn't matter. It's not yours. No, you gave away his property.
He
doesn't give a shit.
All right.
What a scumbag.
I remember that.
I like Danny. Danny's my friend.
Yeah, but you stole his shit and you gave it away. Look at his mom's calling him now because now she's offended that you gave away his shit. Now he's angry. Did you really give away his shit?
How do I update my status to bored shittins?
Wait, hold on. I got to hear this. Did you seriously give it away?
No, truthfully, I don't know what happened to it.
All right, you don't know where it is.
Yeah, we had to clean out the closets and everything. It probably got thrown away because it was probably packed away with a bunch of shit that we just threw away.
So you think you threw it out, or did you honestly give it to your nephew?
No, he actually threw it out. Probably threw it out.
Now this is what it's all about.
I have a lot,
this fine weaponry.
Joe just wants to talk over the sound.
I had a lot of stuff stored in these, these big container bins, and I really don't know him.
Look up into the mirror so you're at least looking me in the eyes, because I can't. If we turn around, I'm off mic. Look me in the eyes and tell me you did not give it away.
I didn't give it away. No.
You seriously, Scout's Honor, do not know where it is.
To be honest, I totally forgot.
So is it possible it's still in the studio somewhere, like in the house somewhere?
I doubt it very much because I just did a major clean out.
So it's gone.
I'm pretty
sure. Do you know for a fact it's on, or are you guessing?
Oh, I'm guessing.
All right, so that's my point.
Pretty much.
Yeah, well, fuck you.
Yeah,
fuck you, sir. No, but pretty much it's, I had that closet full of stuff.
Yeah.
I threw everything in that closet away. And a lot of stuff was packed into these containers.
Containers, right.
Yeah, I just said, take the fucking thing. They charged me $850 to take that fucking pool table.
Of course.
Believe it? $850.
It was heavy.
Away.
Dude, it's a fucking solid, oak pool table.
Yeah, well.
Why would it not have cost that much money?
Well, I think they should have, given me money for it.
Danny, we got an update. He thinks it might have been thrown out. He was
now
lying about he was lying about the nephew.
Shit just got real.
Yeah, he was lying about the nephew.
I honestly don't know for sure. To be totally honest,
there's
I
a chance it's
know.
Still in this house.
Yeah, but because
he doesn't know.
Yeah.
So
because it was probably one of those
could have thrown out the Kef Entertainment banner that didn't exist. That doesn't exist.
Yeah.
Well, the Will and Phil Awful podcast.
It would be nice.
No.
And then put that back where it was over here.
Was it ever hung up?
Yeah,
in there?
It was hung up.
It was
hung up over there. And took it down and put these things.
Why
up.
Did you? Why did you take it down?
Why? Because times change. You have to go with the flow.
Those two things don't exist. This is the only thing up here.
This
that
thing
exists.
Down here. Wait, this thing
now
down
what
here
do we
didn't
do
exist
with this?
When the banner was there.
Yeah, they're coming down too soon. Let me tell you.
All right.
All that's going to snap is probably the ham radio poster.
It should, since we're the only show that matters.
You can keep the man cave thing here because it amuses me.
It
yes.
Amuses you. Okay.
What about touchdowns and?
Oh man, did that hurt!
What was that one? What's
tattoos
that one?
Tattoos and touchdowns.
Tattoos and touchdowns.
That was the replacement.
What a shitty fucking name for a show, by the way.
Oh, there's a few of them. There's a turnbuckle throwbacks. Five or six sports shows.
But at least the wrestling shows went on to something. Like, turnbuckle throwbacks is an actual thing that's out there in the world. Those two didn't go anywhere, and the other two banners don't do anything.
Yeah.
The only one that's doing shit is Phil, technically.
What was that show that they tried to do, the Man Cave guys, after the Man Cave?
Wasn't that Tattoos and...
That was separate. That was...
I don't even know what the fuck it was called.
I don't know. It was like something they would do with something about food and...
That was
Toomer's idea.
Yeah,
Toomer had the brilliant...
That lasted 3 weeks.
Yeah, because Toomer wanted to be me, and then he tried to be me, and then he couldn't handle it, and that's what happens. When people try to be me,
blah, blah, blah.
You can't make the commitment.
It's the commitment
to doing what you do.
Yeah.
Oh, God, here he goes again. He's not here 10 seconds before he starts boring us with his dire warning from the future crap.
Well, I'm just saying that it is from the future, Bill, because it's what happens.
It's what happens.
I want some dick.
Before.
Yeah, Joe wants some dick. And
I want some dick.
I don't, by the way, I have Billy's pot for his fucking sound effects. All the way down, and it's still the loudest fucking thing.
Oh, I thought you said Billy smoked pot.
No, I wish.
No.
Oh, God, he'd be more fucking excitable.
Oh,
look, he spent all his energy on the, no, I got nothing for you. Before, and then it went to shit.
Billy, you got any pictures of when you were in that tuxedo?
Yeah,
probably.
I'd really like to see.
You should slip Billy some speed and see what happens.
Give him some Coke, Joe. Yeah, Coke.
No, not anymore.
You made Coke around here?
Nothing. I don't take Coke anymore. I don't do anything.
No, but could you get him Coke? I'm saying, if you had to,
we can go in a DeLorean, go back in time, get a Coke, actual Coke when it was made with Coke.
We can get it from DeLorean. Fucking John DeLorean had a Coke.
Absolutely.
I don't even have to go there. I don't have to have a time machine. Just get John. We can find John DeLorean's old DeLorean, and there's probably Coke still in it. That's what happened. That's why the company went up.
Sure.
Because he got caught with briefcases of Coke and little booger sugar.
Big trouble for DeLorean.
Yes.
He tried. He just got into trouble because his company was in trouble.
If he didn't fucking do the Coke thing, there would still be DeLoreans all over. Because that solid steel car was fucking, dude, people liked that
fucking
car.
Somebody bought the name and they tried doing it again.
Yeah, but did they do the same?
I don't know.
Did they do Coke, too? Because that would be great.
That one.
I'm doing a little blow.
There's a company that specializes in remaking DeLoreans. They bought all the old parts, whatever they could find.
Yeah, they bought it from the
But do they buy the company? Is he talking about the same thing? Is it the company or is this some jack off that bought DeLorean parts?
No, this is.
And it puts DeLoreans together but calls them DeLoreans.
They're actually building them again.
But are they the actual company?
No, it's not. The DeLorean company is defunct.
No, but what he's saying is they bought the name.
Oh, I don't know.
That somebody bought the name and is rebuilding DeLoreans.
I don't know. I saw it on TV.
Because they got to be even more expensive than they were.
Right.
Because if you're getting a rebuilt DeLorean,
well,
it's
the truth of the matter
money.
Is DeLoreans are not expensive to buy. As collector car goes, you can buy a DeLorean for $20,000.
Right. I could also get a Corvette for that too. But
yeah,
you know,
that's what I'm saying.
It depends on the quality.
Yeah, but they're not priced like these.
I knew a doctor that owned a DeLorean,
mm-hmm.
and he used to drive it around mall parking lots.
Yeah.
And then the Libyans shot them.
Yeah, they're terribly underpowered.
It's a sad story.
Small engines in them.
True story, though, Danny. True story. Libyans shot them. By the way, Lisa Ann's birthday party was last week.
Oh.
So how did that go?
That went well. You guys should have came. You guys are all fucknuts.
No, we let you go and come.
Well, did she get nice presents?
Did she get nice gifts?
I didn't get anything. Because you know what it was? We were supposed to get, like, party favors and all those other. Uh-huh. It was in a weird... Like, not the part... The party wasn't horrible at all.
Yeah.
I want to start by saying that. But it was in a weird location.
Oh.
And not weird as in where the building was.
Tell us more.
Where the party in the building was.
Where's that? In the basement?
No. We went to the W Hotel in Times Square.
Okay.
Oh. Okay, so we go to the W in Times Square, the W Hotel.
Yeah.
You first have to go in, and then you got to go up 7 flights on the elevator
to
get to the W Hotel. Okay?
Yeah.
So you go up there, you get in. Now, in the same area... Where the people check in,
yeah,
all right, they have this thing called the living room.
Okay.
Sure. Now imagine it's the lobby slash the living room.
Mm-hmm.
So imagine a regular hotel check in, but a little darker and with neon and shit. It's like, you know, because it's Manhattan, so it's like trendy looking.
Sure. Yeah,
all right, and then all the walls have like giant portholes in them and places where you can sit down.
So it's kind of like being on a sinking ship, maybe.
No, a little bigger than that. So now I felt totally afloat. Now I'm there, and literally in the span of time, the party started at 10. I knew people weren't going to get there till like 10 and change, because,
yeah.
You know, they got to be fashionably late, and I get all that.
Uh-huh.
But I get to, so now I'm in that area. I'm drinking whiskey, already sat down. I'm at the this little piano. That's in the middle, like a piano bar kind of
thing. Oh, I didn't know you played.
Uh-huh.
And a piano. No, I didn't play. Okay. I'm at the other side. I'm on the other side of the baby grand.
Okay.
And then I'm now directly adjacent to me is this guy that I would say looks like Billy.
Sure.
Okay?
Oh, why not?
Ponytail, older gentleman.
A killer.
Got a little bit of a belly. Right,
grumpy, miserable.
Grumpy, miserable.
Tell you to go fuck yourself.
No, because that's why I knew it wasn't you. This guy was a lot more chipper than you.
Did he have a headache?
He didn't have a migraine. He still was a cunty McCunterson, but he wasn't as cunty as Driftwood over here.
We're working on it.
So now he's in there, and he's with what looks like she's got to be 20 years old, shaved head, but like beautiful body, wearing the leather jacket, the cutoff. Fucking like the top, like where the titties is hanging out from the bottom.
Right.
Now she's not. None of these people are with the party. So now they're in there. I'm now watching this man be in this little porthole thing, and she's grabbing his cock in the free. Now you don't see his cock, but like over his pants.
Right.
So
right.
She's squeezing. She's doing like a couple of these. All right. She's squeezing.
Nice.
Now wait a minute. It gets better. So now I'm sitting. There, now I'm watching this. And I'm like, kind of like cheering him on. I'm like, hey, good job. And then, out of nowhere, wait, another broad comes in. Now, she looks not like a fucking soccer mom. This definitely looks like a hooker.
Okay.
Okay? Now, I would need Billy for fucking the expertise, but
this was probably more of a call girl as opposed to a hooker.
This one, no, that, I would say more trashy escort than call girl. I'm going to say trashy escort.
All right.
Okay? So now, like, imagine if, like, you took cocaine and you just threw it at a giant piece of DNA.
Sure.
That's what this woman looked like. She looked like she was just made in a test tube. And it was like, and now we're going to clone a hooker. And now she comes out. Now she goes in the porthole with the guy,
within chick from Frankenhooker.
Yeah, and now within the span of like I want to say 5 minutes, this guy had orchestrated a fucking three-way.
There you go.
The two chicks are going at it. They're now making out.
Did you catch how he talked them into it?
No, you couldn't hear anything.
Oh, all right,
because they also got music going like boom, 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 boom. There's a fucking DJ. That's what I'm saying. There's a bar. There's a bar, and then the living room, and everything's right on top of each other.
Were drugs involved?
I don't know. I didn't see drugs
being
used. They were drinking champagne.
Well.
Cocaine.
They were drinking champagne. Champagne, and then they went up to the room, and when he walked by, he tipped his glass at me, and I tipped my fucking glass of whiskey at him, and it was like a great he was like, yep, I'm having a three way, and he went upstairs, went to his room in the W, and probably fucked the shit out of him.
It could have been two hookers, like Billy says, you know, they could have been two.
Well, I looked
at, stare at
I definitely looked at one. Thank you, American Psycho. I looked at one and definitely was like, this is a hooker. The other one, I don't know. It looked like maybe he brought her from, like, you know, maybe that's his actual girlfriend.
Oh, I understand.
Who even knows? And the hooker was just the icing on the cake.
Yeah, exactly. She was the one who...
Hey, honey, I picked up a hooker.
I picked up a hooker. Come on down.
Look what I got for you, honey.
Come on down to the W. I picked up a hooker.
I always know you wanted to experiment.
But what was weird about the party is that...
They still let you in?
No, besides that. It's a lobby, like I'm saying, where we're having this party, right? Mm-hmm. So you have, like, dudes coming downstairs with their wives, right? They're coming, like, from all-day shopping in fucking Manhattan. Yeah. And Lisa Ann, America's porn star, like, everyone knows who the fuck she is, Nail and Palin herself, is in there celebrating her birthday. So, like, people were coming down with, like, pillows in their hands, going up to go up to their rooms. You know what I mean? Like they're like from the Midwest corn husking motherfuckers are walking into the lobby seeing America's porn star in their lobby. So you're like, it's like, you know that they definitely like, well, honey, I'm going to go downstairs in a minute.
I think we need something.
We need more ice.
Here.
We need ice. There's an ice machine at the end of the hall. I got to get the one. I need lobby ice.
Do you think they recognize them?
Of course they did, dude. Oh.
You think everybody knows?
Dude, you're the only fucking moron that wouldn't know who she is.
I would just say, hey, what an attractive woman.
You would be the only jackass that wouldn't know who she is. America knows Lisa Ann. She's on Sirius XM. She has a fucking show. She's queen of porn. She was on every fucking thing when she made fun of Sarah Palin in all those movies.
When she parodied.
When she did Nail and Palin. You're the only one that wouldn't know who the fuck she is.
Well, I wouldn't
You're
know.
The only one.
Apparently, Billy's nailing giggles.
What is he doing?
Maybe I don't know. She's like getting some like revealing.
I don't know.
I don't understand why Billy is so grumpy when he gets laid all the damn time. It even wakes up to morning BJs.
Whoa.
Billy should be whistling zippity doo-dah all day long. I understand why Marcus is bitter, but Billy has no excuse.
Well, Billy has been a bitter fuck since I've met him. He was a grumpy fuck. I remember the first day I ever met Billy.
Didn't you have a nickname for him or something like that?
Yeah, sure, asshole face. He was Billy Nicknames.
No, he was Grumpy something or something like the...
No.
Grumpy
that,
Gus.
That anticipated his grumpiness.
No, he was always fucking... You don't have to anticipate it. It's fucking there at all times.
It's ingrained.
We never understand why he's grumpy giggles. We don't get it. If you were blowing me every morning, I think I'd be happy. I think I probably would be playing zippity doo-dah and blowing fucking out of my asshole. If you were blowing, if she was sucking my dick, I'd blow out of my asshole. It sounded like a harmonica because I'd be so happy. This motherfucker wakes up to that and gets laid, and he's still a grumpy piece of shit. I don't fucking get him. I will never understand Billy. He's just grumpy at all times. 24/7. Grumpy.
Lucky man,
grumpy. 24.
Grumpy from the Seven Dwarfs looks at Billy and goes, what the fuck, dude? Snap out of it. That's how grumpy Billy is.
I try.
It is truly amazing.
Uh-huh.
Who gave a great interview? She gave a great interview. Who gave a great interview, Nick? I don't know. You see, we miss things. People are answering things to things I don't know.
I don't know.
He wasn't always grumpy with me. No, of course he's not. You're sucking his dick and touching his penis. Why would he be grumpy with you?
Ow.
I don't know. I'm turning Billy's shit off because I don't even know what the fuck
That would help with his migraine.
Yeah, I know. He's too inventive today. He's touching everything.
Sorry.
Lisa. Lisa Ann. She does. It's the Ham Radio Show. We're going to leave you right now. Going to figure out why Billy's grumpy. Remember, free speech is never silent. So always speak the fuck up. And if you're going to fuck that chicken, wake it up with a nice morning blowjob and fucking it'll play zippity-doo-dah out of its asshole. That's what you do. Except if you're Billy, and it's just going to be a grumpy cunt all the time. Until then, I'm going to say AMF, my friends, which means adios, motherfucker! Hey, Danny. Yeah. Talk, Danny, talk. Jesus. Snap out!
The radio show is a production of the Unfiltered Radio Network and broadcast live from the Bunker Studios in New York every Wednesday night from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time right here on unfilteredradionetwork.com. All material heard on the Ham Radio Show is copyrighted by the Ham Radio Show. Some material may be copyrighted by its respective owners. Any reproduction, rebroadcast, or retransmission of the Ham Radio Show's material without the written consent of Ham Radio and or its affiliates is strictly prohibited. And if you don't understand all that legal mumbo-jumbo, here's Billy to explain it to you in not-so-technical terms.
So, asshole, that means you can't use this without our permission. Fuck you.